Thank you for calling Devoted Health. For English, press 1. Para continuar en Welcome to Devoted Health. Please listen carefully to the following options so we can get you to the right person quickly. If you are not a Devoted Health member and are calling for more information about Devoted Health plans, please press 1 to speak to an authorized sales representative. If you are already a Devoted Health member, please press 2 to speak to a member service guide. If you are a Hello, and thank you for calling Devoted Health today. If this is a life-threatening emergency, please hang up and dial 911. For questions about your prescription drug coverage, please press 1. If your plan offers non-emergency transportation and you need help with this benefit, press 2. If your plan offers a food and home card and you need help with it, press 3. To speak with the next available Devoted Health guide, press 4. Or hang up and text.
Your call may be recorded for quality and training purposes.
Thank you for calling Devoted. My name is Fabiola. How may I help you?
Hello. My name is Phil Rice. I am calling because I sent in a item for reimbursement, about a month ago.
Okay.
It turns out that it was a bill from my doctor's office, and then I got another bill from the same doctor's office. It turned out they changed their mind. They wanted to charge me a little bit more money. So $52.50. I want to pay them now the $52.50. And see if I can get reimbursed for the $52.50 as well. But I also want to kind of check on the status of the first bill that I sent in for reimbursement to see how that's going. See if you can help me find out about that.
All right, Mr. Rice, I'm going to take a look for you. Would you mind please verifying for me your birth date and your address, sir?
Sure. The birth date is 4/25/53.
All right. Would you also verify full address, including city, state, and zip code?
Address, 11268 East Linvale Drive, Aurora, Colorado, 80014.
Thank you, Mr. Rice. Now, in terms of your first reimbursement, can you please confirm the service date for me, sir?
You'd think I would have had that out before I made the call.
Take your time.
Let me see if I can find it. What do I do with it? A minute ago. Reflect Health. This might be it right here, maybe. Hold on. Okay. Do you have it out and you just want me to confirm it?
I'm actually looking for reimbursement on your file so far. I see where you called in and requested the reimbursement form, but I'm not showing a receipt of it yet. That's what I was trying to see if we have any claims pertaining to that, reimbursement issue. Let me see.
So here's the invoice, it looks like. So the dollar amount was $112.50. The date of the service would have been, where is it on here? Date time, looks like probably February 6th. I would have sent them again just a few days after that. It would have been just a few days after. I would have been about the ninth out. roughly it would have been when I mailed it in. So if you don't, if you have no record of receiving it yet, that means something's wrong.
And Mr. Rice, if you don't mind me asking, what type of doctor are we referring to in terms of the reimbursement request, sir?
What do you mean, what kind of doctor?
Is it a specialist, dental, vision? What type of service did you receive? So I can go ahead and actually take a look further to see if I'm missing anything. That's why I was asking what type of service did you have, whether it was from a specialist visit or dental or vision service.
Yeah, it's not dental. It's not vision. The
okay.
name of the doctor's office is Reflect Health, LLC. I'm looking at the invoice itself. It doesn't really say that on here.
Okay.
So even if I were to tell you, you probably wouldn't know.
Okay, so we have the provider to be Reflect Health, LLC. Service date would be 2/6/2024. And you said the total amount was $112. Is that correct, sir?
$112.50, yes.
Okay. All right, so far for service date of 2/6/2024, I do not have a claim on file, and correspondence-wise, I do not show that we have received a reimbursement in our database here for you. So let me see if there's something else that is missing. Let's see here. Nothing there. Okay. All right, Mr. Rice, so if this is the only reason that you're calling in today, what I can do is try to speak one of our specialists and see whether or not they're able to look and see if we have received something that I'm not showing on my end here, if that's okay.
Yeah, I guess so. And as I said, I've mm-hmm. got another charge for the same visit. They changed their mind and decided they wanted to charge me more, so... If you can't find anything, I guess what I want to do is just go ahead and add the $52.50 and send it in again and get the whole thing
So are we saying then in total it will be $165?
I guess
the full amount? Okay.
Whatever it adds up to, $52.50 plus the 112. I'm not that good at doing math in my head. 160 something dollars. Yes, that would be the total. I'll probably show it as the addition of those two numbers. In other words, I'll have two copies of two invoices because that's the way they billed it to me.
All right. Well, in that case, yes, sir.
So I'm, I guess, a little bit concerned that you can't show any record of having received. But I'm looking for. I was digging through. Let me see if I can show you the. See if I can come up with the address I mailed it to. Somebody, you know, I called and they sent me the form. Let's see if I can find the address I mailed it to. I had all that stuff out. Get paid back. Well. Same one. When I mailed it in, there just wasn't a whole lot to it. Yeah, mail to Devoted Health, member reimbursements, box 211037, Eagan, Minnesota, 55121. So if I can mail a copy of the invoice along with the form to that address, it says to avoid delays, please use the post office. I did that. Make sure you complete all the fields and sign the form. I'm pretty sure I did that. Check that your supporting documents include all the details listed above. So I'm pretty sure I would have done all that. And I don't have the copy of the form, I'm pretty sure. So I'll dig around and make sure I've got a copy of the signed form that I sent. And I'll do it again.
Yes, sir? Did you want me to go ahead and check for you then to see if our specialist can take a deeper look for that? Because as I mentioned on my end here, I'm afraid it's not showing anything being received and nothing is showing in process.
Can you confirm that the P.O. box that I gave you is the correct address?
P.O. box 211037.
Yes.
Eagan, Minnesota, 55121-2724 is correct. Yes, sir.
Okay. Yeah, if you can check with the specialist or have the specialist talk to me directly, either one.
Of course.
Let's do everything that we can. And as I said, at the end of the day, it's probably not going to matter because I'm probably just going to wind up sending it in again anyway, either way. But I would like to check on this. I'm a little concerned that you don't have it because I'm sure that I did send it in.
Understood, Mr. Rice. We'll go ahead and find out right now. Bear with me about 3 minutes, if that's all right.
All right. I'll wait. Thank you.
Thank you, sir. Here we go. Mr. Rice, I do appreciate you waiting for me, sir.
Yes, I'm
here. Yes, sir. I have Genevieve on the line with us right now, who's going to take a further look for you, and she's going to take over the call, okay?
All right. Thank you.
No, thank you for calling. Have a good afternoon, both of you.
Thank you. Hi, Mr. Rice. This is Genevieve. How are you doing today?
Hello, Genevieve.
She was mentioning that you're calling in to check on a reimbursement that you submitted to us.
I sent in a form, and she said she had no record of anything. Is that what you show? You have no record of anything?
Correct. I do not see that there is a member reimbursement on file as of yet. I don't see anything in the inbound correspondences, and I don't see anything on your main profile here for us either.
All right. So here's what I would like to do with you if I can.
Mm-hmm.
I've got a copy of the form. I show that I sent it in on February 8th. And if you are able to, I would like for you to get a blank form and have the two of us look at what I sent in. And maybe what happened is I didn't fill out the form properly, and what I sent in, somebody looked at it and they threw it away is what might have happened. And so if I do that again, they're just going to throw it away again is what might happen. Do you have a blank form we can look at together?
Yeah, give me one moment and let me go ahead and pull it up here. Okay, yes, I have the form here for the reimbursement.
All right, so if we can get on what I'll call the same page, it's got a kind of a black bar at the very top. It says reimbursement form, get paid back for covered care.
Mm-hmm.
And then provide your personal information with me.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
All right, and so again, I'm looking at the form that I sent in, and then first and last name, I put in Philip Rice, and then date of birth, 4/25/1953, and again, I've written that in by hand. Member ID number D5SYZR, which is my information. It says, tell us what you paid for, and then service or item, I just wrote the word doctor.
Okay.
Date when you paid, I wrote 2/6/2024. How much you paid, I wrote down 112.50. Type of purchase, I wrote covered health care. I checked that box.
Mm-hmm.
And then the next line below that, it says service or item. I had written down doctor and then below that, 2/6/2024, and I crossed that out because I was just duplicating that, and I thought that was probably the wrong thing to do. So what I had done, basically, I had written down doctor 2/6/2024, 112.50 type of purchase, covered healthcare, and then I started to write doctor and 2/6/2024 and crossed it out. And so I just wrote doctor one time. And then down at the bottom, I signed my name. And then today's date, 2/8/2024. And that's all I wrote on this form. And was that enough? Did I do that wrong?
Nope, you did that correctly. And then you also sent in a copy of the receipt of what you paid.
All right, so let's see. I then sent a copy of the invoice that I got from the doctor's office,
mm-hmm.
which was the thing that they gave me. And again, you say receipt, and it was all I got from the doctor's office. And it does show the dollar amount of $112.50.
Mm-hmm.
So it's not like a cash register receipt or anything like that, but it was the one and only thing that they gave me. And so I sent you everything that they gave me. And that was it.
Did you pay for the services while you were there for the $112.50?
I gave them a credit card.
Okay. Yeah, so it sounds like everything that you sent over to us is correct. I do apologize that we have not received it yet and there's nothing here in our system. So you're more than welcome to resubmit the form, and then you can also submit the form online if needed as well.
Okay, so here's the situation. In the meantime, the doctor's office, apparently they thought it over and decided that they wanted to charge me more. I'm actually a little bit disappointed, but that's the kind of the way it goes with doctors, you know. They wanted to charge me $50 more, and I paid them $50 more, and so I've got a copy of the invoice for the $50 more. And so I think what I'm going to do is resubmit now the $112.50 and the $50 more, and resubmit now for both, and send it all in again. Let's see if we can get it paid this time on the second try. And maybe I'll wait about 2 weeks or so and call in and just see if I can get you to confirm that you've received it this time. How does that sound?
Of course, that sounds good. Just know once we receive the reimbursement from you, we do have 60 days to process everything.
And I'm fine with that. If it takes 60 days, then so be it. But let's just get you to confirm that you've received it. And then if it takes 60 days to get it paid, then fine. Step one, just let's agree that you've received it, and we'll go from there. I think I'm fine with that if you are, okay?
Yep, yes.
All right, good. And again, this is the first time I've been through this, and so good. I think that'll work good for me if it works good for you. Thanks for your help. I really appreciate it.
Of course, Mr. Rice. Was there anything else I could do for you today?
No, I think that'll do it. Thanks.
You're welcome. Call us back at 1-800-DEVOTED if you need anything else.
All right. Bye now.
Bye-bye.